This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Recent work stoppages and slowdowns at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, California, caught the attention of agriculture. Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says the trouble has cleared up for now.
They're back to normal now, but this centers around the longshoreman contract that has not been renewed yet, dating back to July of last summer. We're very concerned about this issue on the West Coast because a large percentage of our beef and pork exports, especially the chilled exports days, go off the West Coast.
He says port workers haven't had a contract since mid-2022, and a long slowdown or stoppage in work at the nation's ports would hit U.S. agriculture in the pocketbook.
Well, it wasn't that long ago during COVID where we had that very situation where things were getting backed up on the West Coast, and we certainly don't need to relive those times because one of the things that a real effective marketing tool is our reliability as an export supplier, not only of ag products, but of any products going off the West Coast. So in our case, the chilled products, chilled beef and chilled pork, are some of our highest value products. It's essential that we're efficient on the West Coast where we can get them out in a reasonable length of time and not have delays of a week or more. There's a large economic impact. We get back to where we were 2 years ago during COVID.
That's Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.